Literally last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on those for interview. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high
Okay.
that are a bit. What I didn't actually realise was that this is for specific hours.
Okay.
So they're all in one idea goes out the window.
Mm.
And they require that actually, I'll get to that, I just changed point number four. And we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we can adapt from it. So, presentations. Anybody got
Yeah.
ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to go? Okay. Stuff. I need to plug you in.
It's fire design.
Do you want me to wait?
Gonna have to swap them around, so. Which function F8?
F8.
That's the blue one.
Sorry, F8.
Should do it.
Yeah. Me again, Raj, as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, if you just click that, it'll go ahead.
Actually, sorry, I have to see the others also.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product, like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then,
Press F5 to start first.
The methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they not prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this factor also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at €25, which may seem quite high, but if our looks are if the remote control we design have a good better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then and the second thing, some companies they think that they should have more and more functions of the users or in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumer want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. Because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers, they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of things. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. It was function. I want to go.
Oh, you want to go back? Just escape.
Then, if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see.
Sorry, I was just going to say, what was the question for this, or are you coming on to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit,
so
enhance our sales.
So these percentages are...
Yeah, these are different age group persons. Like, sorry, I can open it in another way. Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35, and I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
also
should look
looking at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So yes,
which I think the 25 to 35 is the usual. So.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So. And yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems the consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Follow on this, Helen?
Yep, sure. That's cool.
We have to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry. But the cable's going to be I just kicked over one of it. Oh, you still have them
beneath this.
Okay.
I can
thank
turn my computer
brain.
Quickly.
Before I take the
okay, and then what do I press? F8?
F8.
Function
F8.
Okay, cool.
It's not coming.
Oh.
Function F8 again. Yeah.
No signal.
Computer adjusted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it onto the big
F5.
F5, and I press that again to get it off.
F5, escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer. User interface design, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the apparatus should have on the user, and I want to point out that our motto, put the fashion in electronics, so obviously we as a company we want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button?
Just the left there.
Okay.
Right.
So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, the basic, that was a basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here of some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them. Do I press F5, is it?
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I haven't got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. I mean, this one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff. But there you go. That's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Okay, sorry. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly for levels of back pain, not just about RSI and things. So.
And I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery and
organic.
Organic, yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of the people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or
yeah,
in the big
like
seven in big screen anyway. So yeah, that's the relation that thing, but anyway, so handheld and portable, and
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that, so
and
maybe we forget
also
about
that. The company want to keep it stuck to the TV for to keep down the
one
time.
TV. Oh right, okay, sure. And so the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark.
Exactly.
Which it does already exist, but it's not very
yeah.
widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So
okay.
I noticed a part about speech recognition and whistling,
mm-hmm.
and I was just curious to know, have we done any research into how many people can whistle? Or is that a function we want in the remote?
I haven't
been
able to.
Do you have trouble whistling?
I don't, but I know a lot of people do, right?
Really?
Yeah, just, I mean, it has to be a certain kind of whistle, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose
yeah.
that's true.
Or
well,
some sort
you could
of
you could
voice.
Have the, you could have the, basically, instead of a whistle, if it's got the voice recognition, you could have it just, you know, where are you?
Yeah.
It's costly, though. A much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, you know.
That's good.
And then would the response be beeps back at you or something?
Yeah, something.
Well, let me set this up. Plug it in, press F5. Function F5.
Function F8 for the.
Oh, function F8.
I need to twiddle the thing in the box thing.
I think it's just too black.
Okay.
industrial designer. My job is to take in input from you guys. So it's good you went first. And I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose a remote. There could be a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, and it'll beep back and say, oh, here I am.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it back at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a that would be a consideration to take into account.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail you.
Yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy and not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? Limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately all I had to work on was our corporate archives of the great products we've made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that what that is?
Or high speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with
Oh, that's true. If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that remote control.
Yeah. So, I figured, just put them all together. You had a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, for the cowboy and all of this. I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well, I like that design.
You could have
Because that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated.
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
€50 million, we've got a
profit.
Profit, so we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically then, you need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which would probably just be your regular batteries.
Okay. Would it be possible to have the rechargeable idea? What's that?
A little
base
station or something.
Yeah, you could do that too.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide. Well, we provide the first batteries, but
yeah.
It's more. That's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, if you think about these base stations, though, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it. So I don't think it'd up
the
price.
The user interface. Canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons, but since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just an engineering thing you don't have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control will have parts, and those parts look like that, and it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works, because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing our own controls if we didn't have that way. So. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, not volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings, so that when they turn it on, it's not blasting.
That's a good idea, actually. I like the
programmable
options.
Yeah, me
too. And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if we add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to follow it onto you. It is, actually, I'll find it myself.
Okay, I don't think we need to screw it in.
Nah. We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and everybody uses the internet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oracle would have to say with that, but no way. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television.
Okay.
And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo, the sort of slogan we put fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate, I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or
yeah.
something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we'll pretty much take that one as read.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although, the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons, you mean?
Yeah.
Some
well,
sort of strike a balance between a few and a.
Mm.
But it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons, kind of.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they don't want to fix them.
Okay, cool.
Maybe, Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe they'll send some information
cool.
about that. About what people, other people would require teletext. In the teletext option of the remote control
attached.
Okay. So I take it your position now is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chat that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Raj, said people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style,
mm-hmm.
drop-down menus and then I think maybe that's
yeah.
quite a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, then you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit that sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection of
Yeah.
buttons, so it keeps it simple.
Okay.
Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material, I was
Okay.
thinking.
So.
So I guess that would be cheaper than a light.
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's really, really very important point. If we look at the market, because people, more 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room. But
Often lost.
yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time. But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, take it. I don't, I know of no products
There
that
actually
use
there
speech
was
recognition
a
well.
that came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels, and then you say, you know, the BBC One, and it goes to that channel.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem they mentioned. You know, if the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah, or yeah, an advert for BBC Two, and BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right, right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV, and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off, or you know, or turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or something that will activate the remote control start to beep.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the top.
Yeah.
And then they do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be, you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not a remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, and a transmitter there that sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into their
Yeah,
computers.
That's the only thing.
But yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker
that comes with the remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by the television.
Basic RF. Kind of
right.
Frequencies, so it'll be cheap.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off. You just shout your command to it, and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range. And you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is, and it would still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
it'll do us out of a job.
We're ahead of
the
curve.
Okay.
I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And the expense.
So the expense and the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is, if you're also wanting the kind of organic globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. We'll just pretend that's not a problem. and how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because you said colours and fashion were important. So maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different
contrast.
Yeah, the material's cheap. But it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it, you know.
So
if you're sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow.
Or if it's down under the couch cushions,
yeah.
It's you know, even the same way.
Right.
Okay, well, we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah. Because what I thought, maybe
if we're gonna have a logo on as well, a bright yellow logo in our slogan, then you know they're going to be fairly bright in colour anyway, and you can have sort of a trimming as well if they go on the dark, you know, just a skimming.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark,
mm-hmm.
you can still see the red and wrong.
All right, so.
That was more of a skimming.
If we're going to go with the idea of feedback, sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuff's up there, do you think?
Mm.
It makes it fairly unnecessary.
Yeah, unnecessary, yeah.
Okay, so let's switch there. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
Is there, we're getting a lot of features now.
I think the sort of finder things. I mean, it's I could probably write this a good diagram for that percent.
Yeah. Well, I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot and they get thrown
mm-hmm.
around. There's a good chance that the TFT screen would break
mm-hmm.
or get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that they will?
No, I mean, well, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You're finding out about teletext. Or you can find that.
Speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive. No?
Oh no, it's much cheaper than TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits.
Is it
it'd
circuit
be a small vocabulary speech recognition system. Like
alright, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of takes back the RF the RF remote sort of idea as well. Five minutes. Okay. Decisions. Votes. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down and therefore fallen out of my head? Programmability.
Glow in dark?
It's not too expensive. I think it's a good gimmick.
Okay, and also integrating remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize them.
Sure.
And I'll put I'm putting anything I do in there anyway. So
where is it? Sorry.
Project documents. On,
so it should be when you save
AMI scenario controller
on your desktop. So go save as.
Oh,
Is it in share document?
And then hit that little folder up thing.
Project documents. Yeah, it's on your desktop.
All the way
up.
Up. Yes. Up to desktop. And then project documents.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Hmm. Different thing.
And I'm sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them now, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting turned up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
Sorry,
What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, but maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. A bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber rather
more sort of flesh-like than plasticky sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take care like but we have to take care about children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
So we have to, safety point of view also, we have to take care.
I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I
think
girl
smells good for children. We go completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball. The thing on the inside. There's no buttons at all, it's always on, and just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
And
yeah,
it's going to be a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah,
right.
With the colour, does it have to be all yellow? Do you know?
Please, God, no. I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having it
small
surrounding the logo.
With the like a small yellow strip or is it yellow scale with a logo in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Let's see if I can argue with the boss about putting the, what was it? We put fashion into, oops, is it working? I can't believe I forgot the wrong. We put the fashion in electronics.
Oh yeah, that's a good one now. Yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last ways, queries?
Top 30.
Okay. So I know what you're thinking. Okay then, lunchtime.
That's good.
Okay, I felt a bit more like something of order and reason to it than the last one. It's quite fun actually.
Wow. Has anybody pressed OK and vibrate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're on your first page.
Yeah.
I was just writing
that's
the
more
I've been using up the pages.
I don't want to wait for it.
I finished the meeting.